Ahead of the Security Council meetings, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had repeated his call on the 15-member body to find unity on the issue of the use of chemical weapons in Syria and ensure accountability. Both draft resolutions sought to create a new inquiry into the chemical attacks. The meeting was in response to reports where at least 60 people were killed and another 1,000 injured in a suspected chemical attack in Syria's eastern Ghouta region in the town of Douma on Saturday. The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, condemned Russia's decision not to support the US resolution.
This resolution is the bare minimum that the Council can do to respond to the attack. The United States did everything possible to work towards Security Council unity on this text. History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people.
12 council members voted in favour of the US drafted resolution, while Bolivia joined Russia in voting no and China abstained. 6 council members voted in favour of the Russian draft, 7 against, while 2 abstained. A Security Council resolution needs 9 votes in favour, but no vetoes by permanent members Russia, China, France, Britain or the United States. Russia opposes any action against its close ally Syria and has vetoed Security Council resolutions on Syria 12 times since the conflict started. Speaking before the vote, Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia accused the United States of having a hidden motivation for UN inaction.
In actual fact, the authors are being driven by completely different priorities. They hope very much that the decision will not pass. This is what they want. This is the fact that they will put in the general tally in order to justify the use of force against Syria.
Australia has warned Russia not to allow Syria to be shielded from investigations. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said Russian Ambassador Grigory Logvinov was given the warning after threats his country would use its veto power.
We will continue to work with other countries to ensure that this chemical weapons attack is investigated. This new UN mechanism would have supported the efforts of the Organisation for the Prohibition Against Chemical Weapons undertake its work. We urge a political solution to the conflict in Syria, but in the meantime, we must take action to ensure that there is a halt to any use of chemical weapons in Syria.
The Hague-based Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been investigating allegations of chemical weapons use, but its mandate in the country expired in November. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.